start off the show with a very difficult and sensitive topic.
Yeah.
You know where we are now, right now, at the moment?
What we are?
Yeah, we're the weakest show in the WTIC lineup.
And we've got to turn that around.
It's true. It's actually true that Joseph, the angry, paranoid, incontinent Christian, he's right. We are the weakest show, and we have to fix it. We have to fix it instantly. We have a matter of days to fix it. No, right now we are stagnant. We are the Sargasso Sea of the lineup. Not cutting Rush. I mean, Rush sucks, obviously. You know, it sucks. He's always going to suck. But that's okay because nobody listens to him. But right now, here's the thing. Like Roy and W in the morning.
Yeah.
They got asked the governor on Wednesday. They had Jody Rell coming in.
Yeah.
Sitting down in the hot seat. They got asked the governor.
Right.
CTN is going to come in here and broadcast it live.
Great.
And I bet you all the other TV stations will probably show up and take pictures of it.
It's not like we've never had Jody Rell on this show.
I know. It's going to be big, though. It's going to be big. We haven't had Jody Rell on this show since, you know,
yeah, but she used to be on all the time.
So they got asked, and she wasn't the governor then either. I think she was like a crossing guard when we had her on. So, I mean, it doesn't count. So they got that.
Where is this going?
Then Buddy's show has a new name.
Yeah.
It's called Sawed Off Connecticut.
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Sawed Off, Shout Out, Countdown, Count Off.
Don't get me going.
Okay. So they've got a new name. Yeah. So they've got buzz. They've got big
buzz.
Yeah, they've got buzz. They've
got buzz. They have a new name.
They have a new name.
Buzz.
Yeah, they got a new name.
He changed his name to Buzz.
Sports Talk, I don't know if you know this, but it's sort of journalistic experiment slash publicity stunt. Arnold Dean is going to take steroids all week. So there's going to be a lot of excitement and interest in that.
Okay.
What do we got? We got nothing.
Yeah,
we got nothing. You want to know how nothing we have? And see, you didn't even have to get involved in this today, but I did. This is one of the reasons you know that we're the weak chicken. You know, we're the chicken who's getting pecked on. Because we got nothing right now.
Uh-huh.
Today, Chris Francis was, who's the news guy who was assigned? Chris Francis?
Chris Francis.
Jim Francis? Is that his
Chris Francis.
Okay. He was circulating an email casting asparagus on us because we had the rabbit guest on Friday.
I missed that. I left home early this morning. It wasn't there when I left.
We had a guest on the show on Friday because their website sold toys for rabbits to play with, rabbit toys.
Right.
And I in particular I thought it was sort of interesting that that rabbits would need toys to play with. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're just rabbits.
Yeah, I would agree
with that. I mean, they don't do a hell of a lot, and they don't really have a complex inner life. I don't think, anyway. So
it wouldn't appear that that would be the case. They look pretty dumb and boring to me.
He was circulating an email casting asparagus on us for doing that. So I had a buzz went back at him, because here's the thing. It's like New York City. You know, if you let one person pound on your car,
yep,
pretty soon everybody's pounding on your car. So I had to buzz went back at him and act like we knew what we were doing. But the truth is, we suck. We've got to turn things around. We've got to find something as big as what all the other shows are doing.
Well, I certainly wouldn't think that would be too high.
Well, but we don't have it right now. So
well, what
would
you suggest?
I'm throwing it out to the listeners. Unfortunately, it's 3 o'clock listeners, and they hate us. They listen. They're basically Rush listeners who are lurking. I know who you people are. The Rush losers who are lurking.
You have to do this.
So their suggestions to us are going to be like, take strychnine on the air and stuff like that. And then that would get people to listen. I understand that. But if there's anybody out there who has any milk of human kindness for us, I recognize.
So you want people to call up with ideas on how we can put some zip in the show?
We need a gimmick. I mean, they've got to ask the governor. I'm not saying Jody Rell's a gimmick. I wouldn't call her a gimmick. She's not a gimmick. She's the governor of the state of Connecticut.
We can get her on this show.
Can't get asked the governor. She takes calls. And,
I've got it. Oh, even better. Yeah. Okay, you'll love this. Ask the lieutenant governor.
Mm.
Huh?
Okay, I'll write that one down. That's going on the list. No question.
Okay, put that on the list.
Ask the lieutenant governor. Ask the... Please put lieutenant.
I don't know. Okay. LT. That'll work.
Okay, governor.
How about this? Ask the guy that got beat in the last election.
Yeah, we could do that.
By the governor that just got thrown out of office.
That's a good one. Also, we need to find out the name of lieutenant governor. I'm not sure what it is.
That's true. Okay.
About
that.
Maybe news could find that out for us.
See? Ask the Sparkler Man.
Ask Sparkler Man. Which Sparkler Man, though? We have the ex-Sparkler Man, George Jepson.
How about a tag team thing?
And then Jim Amos is the current Sparkler Man.
And there's another good idea. More wrestlers.
I feel like the 4th of July...
just behind us. That might be passe.
Yeah.
All right.
The guy wants to kill ourselves. Oh, God. Let's put Walter on the air.
What did you actually think you were going to get?
I know. Well, these are all mean-spirited, lurking kiddo heads who basically can't wait for us to die in our own saliva. I understand that.
Walter?
Yes?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm lovely.
I just want to let Colin rolling.
Don't make that mistake.
Colin, no.
You're much better.
Look, I'm low enough already. Do you have to start confusing me with, wanted
well, you
criminal?
You made me sick so long with you bellyache about rolling.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, that was it?
Wait a minute. I thought, well, here's Carrie.
This is great.
This is a good idea.
Carrie.
Hi.
So, how about asking John Rowland on the show?
Do you think he would come?
I don't know.
I think if we made it clear that we were, in our death throes, and if he was about the only thing that could save us,
Wait a minute. When he was in his death throes, who was there kicking and screaming and kicking and thrashing and pushing him down the cliff?
Yeah, so this is an opportunity for him in terms of karma to improve himself. Because, if you do something kind to someone who's done nothing but unkindness to you... Karmically.
Yeah, but he could make the argument that why did it work the other way?
Because it just didn't. We're giving him an opportunity. Oh. Don't you agree, Carrie?
He had no shame even on his way out the door, so.
Yeah. Well, no. You mean, I'm sort of uncomfortable with the idea that coming on our show and having no shame are sort of moral equivalents.
Well, I didn't mean that.
Why would you want him on the show, Carrie?
Well, I just thought maybe you guys could ask him some questions that now that he's not governor, he maybe could answer.
No, we'd have to agree to only
more
answer
honestly.
Him. Yeah, he wouldn't do that, though, and he wouldn't come on the show for that purpose. But maybe he would come on the show just
as kind of a comedic presence.
Yeah, or exactly, a comedic presence. I couldn't put it better. The lighthearted, fun-loving side of John Rowland, we don't get to see that much anymore.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
No, it probably does exist.
Yeah. And we could play paintball in the parking lot and stuff. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
We'd make it a fun day.
Would we wear camouflage while we're doing that?
We'd make it a fun day, and maybe we could have, little Shriner-type little cars we'd all drive around in the parking lot. And we'd make it a fun day. It would be, Six Flags out here for him, but he'd be on the radio.
We could be, Four Flags.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Thank you, Gary.
So that's a possibility.
We're on a roll now.
Ask the former governor.
Ask the former governor.
The disgraced former governor. Yes. We'd have to think of a good name, but probably disgrace isn't something he'd be that comfortable with. So those are some ideas. But I think...
you think we could do better than that?
I think we could both dress as Amish women for a week.
Yeah, but that's a...
Okay, that was a desperate idea. All right, I agree. That was a bad idea. Take it away. I take that back.
What happened to you over the weekend?
I'm frightened. I just worried that they all have... this has been mentioned to me around the building.
You are so vulnerable that if you allow Chris Francis, little Chris Francis in the newsroom,
listen,
if you allow him to get to you, this is worse than I thought.
If you let the chipmunks pee on your tree, pretty soon there's going to be a big bull moose with its leg lifted on your tree. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I get it, yeah.
So that's what you got to do. You got to fight them all off right away. You got to buzz them away. So there's that. Anyway, I just mentioned that. And another thing, and this may or may not tie into it. I don't really know. But on Sunday, I was out in Litchfield speaking at a very small moveon.org. actually, I'll tell the story later. Take Bob. We're on a roll here with Bob.
Bob.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob.
I have a suggestion for guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can interview your replacements on the show and let all us listeners vote on who we think is the best.
Oh, so we'd audition replacements.
Audition replacements.
Yeah, not really interview them because we'd have to determine who they were first in order to be able to interview them. So
let them come on and let's see how they do.
Yeah.
Maybe you can actually get the show a little more to the right.
Well, that wouldn't be hard to do that. It'd be more to the right than it is right now. All right, well, thanks for that. Somewhat hurtful, but on the other hand,
people don't care. They don't care whose feelings get hurt.
process.
I'm at this MoveOn.org rally. It's not a rally. It was like a little gathering. A little gathering in the country, in Litchfield.
How little?
Very tiny. Three people. No, it was, it was sort of an afternoon cocktail party kind of thing. But then I had to speak. And so there are all these people there.
In Litchfield? On the green?
No, just in a private home.
Oh.
And so then I had to speak. And it's all these sort of liberal, well-to-do people from Litchfield.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't that many of them. And
there aren't?
Well, not liberal people, no.
Oh.
Because they're Litchfield, they're conservative, they hate the Black Santa. And so anyway, and I knew that this was going to happen. So we get all through, and then they enjoyed my little talk. It wasn't that good a talk, but it wasn't as good as I can be. But I did an okay job. I was spirited.
It was Sunday, after all.
It was Sunday, and I
the long week.
The Ritalin hadn't really kicked in. I wasn't as exciting as I can be.
Mm.
But I did a good job, and so then one by one they came up to me and they said, "So what is the name of the station you're on?" And so I told them the name. They said, "How do I get that? How do I get that? Like, you have to order it or something." And I said, "Well, I gave them what the frequency was." And they said, "Let me just write that down." And I realized, here we are, this 80-year-old, heritage radio station that has a 50,000-watt signal, the CBS affiliate, and none of these people have ever heard of it. And the reason is that, liberal talk radio, there is no liberal talk radio? Because liberals don't listen to talk radio, and they don't listen to AM radio. They listen to NPR. And they don't know. I think it's basically the one reason that Al Franken and all this stuff is probably not going to work, and one reason that it had to be kind of induced it to exist at all, is that liberal people don't listen to AM radio. They don't have that habit.
Mm-hmm.
They think that they should listen to NPR or Books on Tape or I don't know what else. They probably have, they listen to Bob Dylan CDs and Bruce Springsteen and stuff like that. Because that's the thing, they can actually listen to lots of music because most of the popular musicians are Democrats. That's sort of